Hospitality workers at some Philadelphia hotels are on strike before an anticipated surge in tourism for next year's semi-quincentennial celebrations. WHYY's Corey Sharber tells us more.
Strikes began over the weekend at the Sheraton Philadelphia downtown at 17th and Ray Streets and the Hampton Inn Philadelphia Center City Convention Center at 13th and Ray Streets. Workers with Unite Here Local 274 include room attendants, cooks, and bartenders who are asking for wage increases and an end to understaffing. The union represents some 4,000 hospitality workers at hotels, stadiums, and airports across the Philadelphia area and says more work stoppages are possible. Philadelphia will host several large-scale events next year for America's semi-quincentennial, including the MLB All-Star Game and several FIFA World Cup matches. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Mayor Parker says she's not looking to engage in a war on words with President Trump, WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
President Trump has been talking about deploying National Guard troops to major cities, but Mayor Sherrelle Parker's refused to talk about a response to those threats. That includes on Thursday when she was speaking about ways to make Philadelphia a safer place to live and work.
I'm keeping my eyes on the prize and what the issue that we have at hand, and that's making the public health and safety of all Philadelphians my number one priority. And I will, again, not allow my pride, ego, emotions, or politics or anything to interfere with that.
The mayor said she's also keeping a watchful eye on federal budget negotiations to see how their outcome will impact the city. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and while domestic violence can impact anyone, victims in the Latino community may have more trouble accessing help because of language and cultural barriers. For Southern Delaware's Latino community, Abriendo Puertas, or Opening Doors, is a program designed to remove those barriers. Sue Ryan from the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence says the program exists to serve those who may fall through the cracks.
And I think it's important when you're seeking help that you can find someone or an agency that has resources that are responsive and culturally specific to your needs.
So far this year, the program has sheltered about 70 survivors. Checking sports and weather for you, it was the Broncos beating the Eagles on Sunday. That final score, 21-17. The Eagles now have one loss. The Eagles will be turning things around rather quickly to take on the Giants this coming Thursday night at MetLife Stadium. The Philadelphia Phillies, of course, are hosting the Dodgers tonight. This is game number 2 of the National League Division Series. The Dodgers lead that set 1-0. And tonight's pitchers for the Phils, Jesus Luzardo starts. And Blake Snell starts for the Dodgers.